To minimize instability, he told me, the Cahokians kept the slab at a constant moisture level, wet but not too wet. Moistening the clay was easy. Capillary action will draw up water from the floodplain, which has a high water table. The trick is to stop evaporation from drying out the top. In an impressive display of engineering savvy, the Cahokians encapsulated the slab, sealing it off from the air by wrapping it in thin, alternating layers of sand and clay. The sand acts as a shield for the slab. Water rises through the clay to meet it, but cannot proceed further because the sand is too loose for further capillary action. Nor can the water evaporate. The clay layers atop the sand press down and prevent air from coming in. In addition, the sand lets rainfall drain away from the mound, preventing it from swelling too much. The final result covered almost 15 acres and was the largest earthen structure in the Western Hemisphere. Though built out of unsuitable material in a floodplain, it has stood for 1,000 years. Because the slab had to stay moist, it must have been built and covered quickly, a task requiring a big workforce. Evidence suggests that people moved from miles around to the American bottom to be part of the project. If the ideas of Pocketat, the University of Illinois archaeologist, are correct, the immigrants probably came to regret their decision to move. To his way of thinking, the Big Bang occurred after a single ambitious person seized power, perhaps in a coup. Although his reign may have begun idealistically, Cahokia quickly became an autocracy. In an Ozymandiac extension of his ego, the supreme leader set in motion the construction projects. Loyalists forced immigrants to join the labor squads, maintaining control with the occasional massacre. Burials show the growing power of the elite. In a small mound, half a mile south of Monk's Mound, archaeologists in the late 1960s uncovered 6 high-status people interred with shell beads, copper ornaments, mica artworks, and the sacrificed bodies of more than 100 retainers. Among them were 50 young women who had been buried alive. Woods disagrees with what he calls the proto-Stalinist work camp scenario. Nobody was forced to erect Monk's Mound, he says. Despite the intermittent displays of coercion, he says, Cahokians put it up because they wanted to. They were proud to be part of these symbols of community identity. Monk's Mound and its fellows were, in part, a shout-out to the world. Look at us. We're doing something different. It was also the construction of a landscape of sacred power built in an atmosphere of ecstatic religious celebration. The American bottom, in this scenario, was the site of one of the world's most spectacular tent revivals. Equally important, Woods says, the Mound City was in large part an outgrowth of the community's previous adoption of maize. Before Cahokia's rise, people were slowly hunting the local deer and bison populations to extinction. The crops in the eastern agricultural complex could not readily make up the difference. Among other problems, most had small seeds. Imagine trying to feed a family on sesame seeds, and you have some idea of what it would have been like to subsist on maygrass. Maize had been available since the 1st century BC. It would have arrived sooner, but Indians had to breed varieties that could tolerate the cooler weather, shorter growing seasons, and longer summer days of the north. The Hopewell, however, almost ignored it. Somewhere around 800 AD, their hungry successors took another look at the crop and liked what they saw. The American bottom, with its plenitude of easily cleared, maize-suitable land, was one of the best places to grow it for a considerable distance. The newcomers needed to store their harvests for the winter, a task most efficiently accomplished with a communal granary. The granary needed to be supervised, an invitation to develop centralized power. Growth happened fast and may well have been hurried along by a charismatic leader, Woods said, but something like Cahokia probably would have happened anyway.